Good morning. My guest this morning is Jared Sacrin, the executive director of Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you. We are going to be discussing the 2018 and 19 season of the Sixth Street Playhouse. Your press release here says a mix of smash hit musicals, raucous comedies, and gripping dramas. My heart is beating fast already. Why don't you run down all that you can in the space of 5 minutes?
Oh, my. Well, we got a lot going on. It's a very busy season.
We do. What a bunch of great shows.
Yeah, I think our audiences are going to be very excited about these shows. We open with Guys and Dolls, that American classic, and some consider the greatest American musical ever written. And that opens on September 14th. That's going to be followed by Annie for our holiday show in the G.K. Hart. I'm kind of going a little out of order here. But that's a wonderful family show for everybody. You know, it's very holiday-oriented, and I think our audience is going to love that. Over in the Studio Theater on December 14th, we open a one-woman show called 12 Dates of Christmas, about an actress who rebounds from a cheating fiance to spend the next year navigating the single life. And it's going to be terrific. One person show. People are going to love that one.
Oh, yeah. What an idea.
Back in the G.K. Hart, we have Ken Ludwig's farce, Moon Over Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
And this is a terrific play. And people are going to love that one. That's followed by A Streetcar Named Desire back over in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Great American classic.
Absolutely.
And we that's a follow-up to Death of a Salesman, which we did last year, which was a huge hit. Going back to the GK, Million Dollar Quartet, about a true story, the four musicians, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley met in Sun Studios recording studio in the 50s. This is a true story for a jam session, and this musical recreates what that would have been like. And this is going to be a smash hit. We're already selling out some of the performances, so people need to get their tickets
Well, it's worth the cost of admission just to see who gets cast for those.
We're
going to
probably
parts.
Bring in some people from out of town.
Right.
Who are, you know, it's hard to find an Elvis. It's going to be
really.
People are going to love that. Over in the studio, The Revolutionists by Lauren Gunderson. We have a relationship with this playwright that we've produced a number of her works at our theater. So we're proud to be able to present The Revolutionists. People are going to love that one as well. It's four women during the French Revolution. And, you know, they're going to it's going to be all about the acting in that one. Back in the G.K. Hart, then we have To Kill a Mockingbird, that great American classic.
Wow.
And we're selling that to schools. We have some matinees during the week to bring school kids in because it is recommended or required reading in many schools.
Yeah, right.
And a tremendous, great American story. Back in the studio, the last show over there is Faceless. It's going to be a controversial play, I think. Brand new play. It was done in the Chicago area. And it's getting a lot of attention. Selena Fillinger, the young playwright, this is her first play, straight out of Northwestern, and she is going to be something. Let me tell you, remember the name, because her works are going to get a lot of attention.
Uh-huh.
So I would recommend, if you're interested in controversial drama, we do everything at the Sixth Street Playhouse.
Really? You
we
certainly
do. It all.
Do.
You're going to want to see Faceless. And then winding up the G.K. Hart season is West Side Story, that great American musical. It's the last show in the Hart. And, of course, great dance show, great story based on Romeo and Juliet. And I think people are going to want to see that. I did leave out one production, which I forgot to mention because it's kind of an add-on to the season. It's our annual production of the Rocky Horror Show.
Oh.
So that's in October leading up to Halloween. And that one also promises to sell out, probably.
Okay, we're out of time. I'll just say that if you are interested in information or tickets, SixthStreetPlayhouse.com. The theater itself is 52 West 6th Street in Santa Rosa.
Yep.
And the telephone number is 523-4185. Thanks for coming in, Jared.
Thank you for having me here.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.